Unit 7, page 69, listening. Exercises 9 and 10.
And some people think that only older people, like me, can be inventors. But they're wrong, you know? Here's one example. A young man in South Africa, only 17 years old, saw a problem with water quality, and he invented a gel that people can use to wash, to take a bath, even if there's no water. He was only 17. So, you guys out there, you shouldn't wait. Just go ahead and do it, okay? So now, we don't have much time. Any questions?
Did the boy in South Africa get rich?
I really don't know. I hope so. But that's not the point. He invented something that made other people's lives better. He didn't think, how can I get rich? He thought, how can I help people? And that's the place you should start. You should start with an idea to help other people, to make lives easier and, hopefully, better.
I have lots of ideas for inventions.
Oh? Like what?
Well, I don't want to say.
Good for you. Be very careful. You should only talk to people that you trust, okay? But another thing, you say you have lots of ideas, and that's great. But don't try to work on all of them at the same time. You should say to yourself, which idea is the best one? And then you should try to work more on that idea.
And should I forget the other ones?
No. Absolutely not. I mean, I'm sure you won't forget them anyway. Yes, another question.
Is being an inventor a job? I mean, should I leave school and just start inventing things?
Ha ha ha, it sounds like a good idea, right? But to start, when you leave school, I think you should get a job and invent things as a hobby.
Why?
Well, you have to live, don't you? And maybe your first invention isn't successful, so where's the money for you to live? No, you should make sure that you have a job and then see if the inventions work out. And look, I'm afraid we're out of time. We have to stop now. I hope the talk was interesting for you all. Good luck, and goodbye.